WikiLeaks has come out with a new batch of CIA documents, and the revelations are quite impressive. Apparently, American spies can hack almost any type of smartphone, bypass encryption, and snoop via smart TV. Now, the documents show that the U.S. consulate in Frankfurt is apparently a secret CIA cyber surveillance hub. All kinds of agents whose primary work is spying on people in the Middle East, Africa, and Europe have set up shop right under Berlin's nose with diplomatic visas. Remember what Angela Merkel once said?
Since we started talking about the NSA, I have always made it clear to the U.S. president, spying among friends is not acceptable.
Too bad those being spied on are often longtime U.S. allies and NATO members. Back in 2012, the United States spied on the French presidential election campaign. And should we even bother to bring up Merkel's own phone? What more, the CIA has a program allowing it to mimic all sorts of techniques. It's called Umbridge, and it leaves behind the fingerprints, i.e. the password lists, key loggers, etc., of other hackers. Essentially, it allows the CIA to make it look like someone else did it. And the CIA maintains a substantial library of tricks and techniques stolen from other countries, including Russia.
That's one of the classic aspects of it, which is done not, of course, just by the CIA, but by other agencies, and that is to give the impression that the attack is coming from another source, and that's one of the state-of-the-art ways of doing it. You, of course, demonstrate, or you throw, if you like, the investigators off the scent by giving the impression it comes from multiple targets or multiple sources, and that's certainly one of the cases that has been made, of course, in recent times with allegations of hacking and interference in electoral systems and so on.
CIA officials refuse to confirm the authenticity of the report, but available experts aren't exactly questioning or doubting it. The fact that the CIA is able to carry out essentially false flag hacking is certainly relevant in the conversation in the lead up to several European elections and the rumors about mysterious Russian hackers. Caleb Maupin, RT, New York.